Just give me Jesus. And that's exactly what we're going to give today, is just Jesus today. Genesis chapter 22 this morning, as you find your place there. Genesis chapter 22 is where we'll be at this morning. Last week, God had other plans, and I'm thankful He had other plans. He showed up, and He moved in a mighty way, and hey, I like it when He shows up. I don't want to take it for granted when He shows up. I want to take it, and I want to be a part of it when He shows up. I don't want to run from it. I want to be in it, and I want to do what He'd have us to do, and I want to do His will. Whether He moves as thick as He did last week or He just sits down amongst us and lets us preach. So I just want to follow what Jesus would have us to be in this morning, Genesis chapter 22. As you found your place, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham arose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar, and Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it up on Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon thy lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Let us pray. Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you for this opportunity, Father, just again to stand behind this sacred desk. Father God, to preach, just saith the word of God this morning, God. I pray this morning, God, you just sit me down and I stand you up. Father God, I pray this morning as we search the scripture, Father God. Father God, as we look into what you'd have us to bring this morning, I pray that we find ourselves attentive to the word. Open our hearts, our ears, and open our eyes to you this morning, God. Father God, that we not miss an ounce of you this morning, God, but we be filled with the Holy Spirit this morning. Father God, that we be used as men and women of your kingdom, Father, to go out and to share your glory and to spread your word, Father God. Father God, if there's one amongst us this morning, God, that's battling something in here, Father, that may not know you this morning, God. Father God, I pray as Abraham was called upon, here am I, Lord God. They answer that call this morning, God. Here am I, Lord. I pray that, God, they find you. I pray this morning they find themselves at the mercy seat of you this morning, God. I pray they find themselves on their knees asking for an almighty God to come into their heart, Father God. I pray that you put the conviction on their life. Father God, I pray that you just, you beat them up and down, Father God, and they have to break free of all chains, Father God. Father, I love you. Father God, I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I ask. In Jesus' name I pray, and all of God's people say, amen. Amen. You'd be seated in this place. The title of my message this morning is, we've seen Abraham say it several times, here am I. You could take this chapter and you could go many ways about it, but those three words stuck out to me when I was reading this. Here am I this morning. I'd say Abraham was available when he was called upon this morning. I want to look at how Abraham, he was available when he was called upon this morning. My question to you is, why is it important to be available when called upon? Why is it important to be available when called upon? Hey, I was here yesterday with the youth, and We like to pick at Brother Jake over there because he might be the world's worst not to answer his phone call, phone or text message or whatever. And we always pick at him a lot of times when, man, I'm glad we didn't need nothing important. He's like, oh, did you call me? Did you text me? And that's what I told him a while ago. I said, man, I'm glad I didn't need nothing yesterday. He said, I seen that 2 hours later. He said, I'm glad I didn't call you back. And so we love to pick at Brother Jake. And, why is it important to be available when called upon? I want to look here in the text. The first reason it's important to be available is so you can hear the call this morning. I'm going to tell you this morning, if you're already sitting there with your arms crossed and got me tuned out and God's calling you, you ain't going to hear it this morning. You've already got him tuned out. It's important this morning to hear the call this morning. Hey, if you're lost in this place, it's important to hear that call of Jesus Christ in your life. It was important the day he called me and he knocked on my heart's door. It was important to hear that call that day. And then why is it important to hear that call? Because we might need to hear that call of repentance this morning. You may be lost and need to hear the call of repentance. I want to look here at Abraham this morning when he was called upon. I'll look here in verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And he said unto Abraham, behold, here I am. So I want to look here at the call this morning. Abraham was called. It said, and said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. Here I am this morning. Abraham said, here I am. You know, God calls in our life. When God calls on our life as a lost person, when I was lost, I remember the call of Jesus Christ when he called. You know, it was my decision. Either I'd say, here am I, or I would just reject the call. I would walk away from the call. And you have that decision this morning in your life for that call of repentance in your life. You have that call this morning. You've got that choice to accept the call or you got the choice to deny the call this morning. But I can promise you, hey, we're not all promised a second, a third call in our life. Say, he could call us one time and that's it. Without that call, you ain't going to be saved. You can beg, you can plead, but without the call of Jesus Christ in your life, you're not going to be able to reach the throne room of heaven this morning. I see you must have that, be available for that call this morning. If you look with me in 1 Corinthians this morning, chapter 7, I want to read verse 7 through, chapter 7, verses 20 through 24 this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 20 and 24, I want to look at the call this morning. The Bible says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it, but if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of man, but brethren, let every man where he is called therein abide with God. If you're called by God this morning, again, he said, do not abide with man. Do not be called by man, but abide with Jesus Christ this morning. That call is important to be available for this morning. But I not only see why is it important to be available to hear the call of repentance, but to also to respond this morning. Hey, Abraham had the choice to respond this morning when he was called upon. He had the choice to respond, just like you and me today. He said here, he said in verse 1, and Abraham, he said, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. You know, if he never answered that call, if he had never answered that call, what would have happened to Isaac? What would have happened to his son? What would have happened in his life? I look here, he probably would have been sacrificed. He probably would have had something bad. He would have never been able to move to the next thing. He would have never been able to do what God would have had him to do in his life. He had never been continued to be used by Jesus Christ if he had never answered that call. So he had that choice to respond this morning. You have that choice not only to respond to that prayer of repentance, but you also have to be available to hear the call, to respond to the calling that Jesus Christ has got in your life. Hey, I can promise you, he didn't just call you to sit on a church pew this morning. He didn't just call us to sit on a church pew this morning. If you're saved in here, God's got a calling on your life. And if you don't know what it is, hey, he's got it sitting there in store. It's your job to pray. It's your job to ask him what that calling would be. He's got a call for you and me today. Not only do I see to hear the call of repentance to respond, but your purpose this morning, to hear the call of your purpose this morning. Let's look here at verse 2. And he said, and he looked at Abraham's purpose. He said, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, in whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. So I wanted to look here at what Abraham had. His purpose was here is he wanted to see his obedience to Jesus Christ. If you look with me, it said there in verse 12, and he said, lay not thy hand upon thy lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God. That's what the angel of the Lord came to him this morning and said. He said, now I know that thou fearest God. It's important to know your purpose in that call this morning. How many of you, when you just got saved, and you're sitting there, and now you're like, man, what do I do next? What is my purpose now? I know I was that way. I know when I got saved, you know, you want to know what's next. You want to know what comes next. You want to know what your purpose is. Your purpose is just go do the will of the Father. Your purpose is to go and do what God would have you to do, just to go and spread His gospel, to share the good news, to share that He's alive and that He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, to tell the world that, hey, that if you're lost, that you'll go to a devil's hell if you don't repent and turn to Him and give Him your life. That is our purpose in this place. That is our purpose in this place. Now, some of us say, well, I'm too shy. I don't like to talk to other people. Hey, we got to get bold sometime or another. We got to get bold for Jesus. We got to get bold for Jesus. He hung on a cross with boldness. He hung on a cross not in shame. He hung on a cross not in shyness. He took that cross for you and me this morning. He answered the call of His Father. He answered the call. He was available for His call this morning. Not only I see why it's important to be available to hear the call, but we got to heed the command this morning. To heed the command. To heed means to pay attention. The command that Jesus gives us. Hey, look here, it's the heed the command. We got to know what to take. He told him in verse 2, he said, and take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, in whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee. He said, take your son. You got to know what to take to hear the call. To be available, you got to know what to take to go into this world and to fight Satan and hit him in the mouth and the wind. You got to know what to take. This morning, I tell you, if you take a water gun this morning with you and you go to hell, you ain't going to win that war. But if you take Jesus, you can go hit Satan right in the mouth. And you can win any war that you want to face. You can take Jesus this morning and you can go. You got to know what to take. You got to know what to take. When Jesus calls, you got to know what to take. I can tell you that when you're called home, don't worry about what you're going to take with you when you go. All this stuff's going to be passed away. All of this stuff's going to be gone. So don't worry about your earthly possessions. You got to know what to take. I wrote down, I got to know what to take. I got to learn to know to take my sword. What's your sword this morning? That scripture. That scripture is my sword this morning. Hey, if you go out there and you just try to battle Satan by what you memorized, oh, Satan, he's going to put something else in there and make you forget what you got memorized. Do you take that old leatherback Bible and you take that and you go take on Satan with it and you give him scripture. You fight him with the Word of God. You take it to him and you hand it to him. I can guarantee you're going to stand a lot stronger than you would if you was just going off your memory. Take Jesus. Take that sword with you. He said you got to know what to take. Hey, if Abraham was never given what to take, he would have never been able to be obedient to Jesus Christ. He'd have never heard, lay not a hand upon thy lad. He'd have never heard that because he would have never known what to take. There was the things he had to take. He had to take his son. But he also had to take a burnt offering, so he had to take his wood and he had to take his fire. He had to take all three of those things and he had to go to a place where Jesus would have him. This morning, what's Jesus asking you to take this morning? What is he having you? Where is he having you to go this morning? Hey, are you going to a place that he's leading you, but are you taking what he's telling you to take with you?
Are you taking? Hey, we can't just only get take what part of what God is having us to take this morning. Abraham had to do these things to be in order to be obedient this morning. I see that he had to heed the command. He had to pay attention. You know, sometimes in my life I feel like, or I see that when I don't pay full attention to God, I miss out on that full blessing. I had to take heed. I got to pay attention this morning. Not only do I see that I have to take heed to the command, but I have to take heed to what to take, but I have to take heed to where to go this morning. Look with me in Luke chapter 14 and verse 23. Let's look where we have to go, where Jesus Christ is telling us that we need to go this morning. Luke chapter 14 and verse 23 this morning. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Where do we got to go this morning? Where do we got to go out? Where do we go out? Hey, he didn't tell me to come into here and find the saved folks in the church. He said we got to go out. We got to take heed. We got to pay attention. We got to go out to the highways. We got to go out to the hedges. We got to go out there where the lost folk are sitting, where the lost folk are walking, where the lost folk are being led, and that's the world. Hey, it's easy to come to church. It's easy to get in here. It's easy to act like a Christian in this place. It's easy to be on fire for God in here. It's easy because we're like-minded people in this place. It's easy because we can all put on a mask and smile and say everything's good. It's easy in here. But God didn't want us to battle inside the church. He said, get out and go. Go out and go. I told you a place a while ago, was it? On the church pew. It ain't the only place we got to be is on the church pew. The Bible said, and Jesus wrote this, he said, go out into the highways and the hedges. Get out there and dig and find these people. Hey, we got the folks inside the church, but we got to get those people out there inside the church. Those folks out there are being taught what we hear daily. Those folks out there are being told that there's multiple ways to heaven. Those folks out there are being told that it's okay to live in the sin that you're living in. There's people out there that's dying and going to hell. Yeah, there's people in here dying and going to hell. But I promise you, there's a bunch out there as well. We got to get out and we got to find them. We got to hear the call. We got to heed the command. We got to know what to take. We got to know where to go. But we also got to know what to do. He said in verse 5, and Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. I want to look at something Abraham done here several times, though. Abraham knew what he was going to do with his son. Abraham already was told what he was going to do, what he was supposed to do with Isaac. He was told to take him and use him as his burnt sacrifice. He was told that. Isaac only thought that they was going to the mountain and that there would be something provided there as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice to Jesus Christ. I want to look here at the positivity that Abraham had, though. He told his men there, he said, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He had that faith that he was going to come back with his son. Do you got that faith this morning? Do you have that this morning? And then he said, and Isaac and seven, and spake unto Abraham his father, and he said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son, and he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. So he told Isaac, he said, he will provide for you this morning. To your call in your life, when you get to the road that God has got for you, he will provide what you need this morning. Yes, sir. You do not have to worry about when you get there. God will provide for you this morning. You just got to be obedient. You just got to be obedient. It may seem bad. It may seem like it's tragic. You may be thinking the worst part in your mind, but you got to stay positive. You got to stay positive. God will provide this morning. I'm going to tell you a small part of mine and Caitlin's testimony this morning. And I'm going to show you how he will provide this morning. You know, I could be beat up, down in the dumps. I could be hating God, mad at God, not wanting to stand behind a pulpit this morning. As Wednesday rolled around, last Wednesday, We went into an ultrasound room where we thought we'd find two heartbeats, two well baby boys, and everything doing okay. God's going to provide. We got in that room and only one heartbeat was there. But I tell you where I find favor in my God. I got one healthy little girl running around. And I got one still there. God will provide for you this morning. I could be beat up. I could be down in the dumps this morning. I could deny the call that God has placed on mine and her life this morning. I could deny it this morning. I could have hatred in my heart this morning. I could throw in the towel this morning. I could be done. I could give up and give in. But that ain't what he called me to do. He told me to get out in the highways and the hedges, and he would provide. He would bless, just like he did Abraham here. He said, take your only son. He told him to take all that he had and give it up for him. Jesus took all, God gave all he had, and that was his only son this morning. God will provide for you this morning. To hear the heed the command, you got to know what to do. But also I see this morning, why is it important to be available? To honor his commitment this morning. I tell you this morning, if you want me to show you, I can show you how close you are to God. Show me your checkbook and show me your calendar this morning. Show me your checkbook and show me your calendar this morning, and I'll show you how close you are to God. Do you got time for God? Is God in your time? Is he in your schedule daily? Is he in your calendar daily? Do you got room for him daily? Or you only got room for him ever so often? Are you doing what you're supposed to with your tithes? Your money, your offerings to him. You doing what you're supposed to do with them? Not having money is one thing, but having it and him blessing you with it is another. What are you using it for? Show me a checkbook and show me a calendar this morning. To honor the commitment. To honor the commitment, we have to be wholehearted this morning. I say Abraham was committed this morning. He was committed this morning. He was so committed that he went ahead, he took his son, he took his fire, he took his wood, and he took his men, and he went up to the mountain that he was told to go to Moriah, and he got there to a place, and he went as far as laying him there and take his knife, and he was fixing to kill his only son. He was committed this morning to honor the commitment this morning. How committed are you to Jesus Christ this morning? Are you honored to the commitment this morning? Hey, I promise you, Jesus don't want no sissies in his army. He don't want no sissy in his army. He wants men and women that are committed to the Word of God, to the prayer, to his life, and to his daily walk. He wants you committed this morning. There's coaches and I go to think back to sports. There's coaches, you get players on your team this morning, and when you get to a team and you think about it, there's a coach. That coach wants people that are committed to that team. Jesus wants you committed to his team this morning. He wants committed men and women to his team this morning. Hey, you're either all in or you're all out. He wants committed people this morning. You're to honor the commitment is to be wholehearted this morning. But why is it important to be available? To honor the commitment and be wholehearted. Look at here. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together, and they came to the place which God told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. He was committed this morning. He knew for God's purpose to show up, for God's plan in his life to show up in his life, he had to be committed and he had to be obedient to Jesus Christ. He said he went as far as doing everything God had told him to do. But not only I see to honor the commitment, to be wholehearted. Why is it important? But also to be totally surrendered to Jesus Christ. Abraham stated several times through his faith, God will provide and show up. He did that. He did that. He was totally surrendered to the call this morning. I see not only was he totally surrendered, but he was bold this morning. He was bold this morning. His commitment was bold this morning. He was boldly committed this morning. He said, and Abraham stretched forth his hand. He stretched forth his hand. He done reared back. He was ready to swing that knife. He was ready to kill him. He was ready. Are you ready? Are you ready this morning? Are you locked back and ready to go this morning? Are you bold this morning in your faith? Are you bold this morning in your commitment to Jesus Christ? Are you bold for Jesus Christ this morning? He said he stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." Is God calling you this morning? "Here am I." This morning, are you bold this morning? Are you totally committed to Jesus Christ this morning? Are you heeding the command that he's got in your life this morning? Are you hearing his call as Abraham heard his call this morning? Look with me here in Joshua 24:15. The Bible says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father serves that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Are you bold this morning? Is it a boldly? Are you honoring the commitment boldly this morning? Are you going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Are you going to honor him this morning? As Abraham was here, he said, "And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, Here am I. He said in verse 12, "And lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. He was bold this morning. He was committed. He heard the call. He heeded the command. And he honored the commitment that Jesus put in his life this morning. It's important this morning to do all those things. But why is it important this morning to do all those things this morning? Why is it important to be available? Last thing I'd say, it was to receive the crown this morning that will fade not away. It's important this morning to hear the call of Jesus Christ so you can one day receive the crown of glory. That you can receive that crown that he has waiting on you on the other side. If you don't know him this morning, you ain't going to receive no crown. If you don't know him, you ain't going to receive no crown this morning. You'll receive ashes. You'll receive a devil's hell as our worship teams come. This morning, do you hear the call this morning? Are you available this morning? Are you available for him this morning? What are you going to do with it this morning? Are you going to say, "Here am I," as Abraham did? Are you going to reject his call this morning and not be obedient to what he called you to do? Let us pray. Lord God, I love you. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for this time of invitation. God, I pray if there one be in here this place this morning that may not know you, I pray they hear the call this morning. I pray that this morning they heed the command this morning. Father God, and they honor that commitment this morning. Father God, I pray this morning that you just touch that one that may be backslidden in this place. God, I pray that you just send them this way. Here am I, Lord. Here I am. Use me. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I ask, in Jesus' name I pray. All God's people say it. Amen.